Progressive groups are planning a cross-country bus tour called Save My Care. They argue that if the Affordable Care Act is repealed, more than 500,000 people in Colorado would lose health care coverage.
Save our care! Save our care! Save our care! Save
hey, there's a care. Hearing today at 2 o'clock.
The hearing was on a bill to repeal the state health care exchange and move Colorado to the federal exchange. Kathy Henson is from Thornton. Her husband is a custom home builder. She attended the rally and says before the Affordable Care Act, her family paid $1,000 each month in premiums and had a high deductible.
And we felt always on the fringe and always about on the verge of losing our health care. And we are no longer spending more than our mortgage on health care for the first time.
Connect for Health, in my opinion, is extremely and unnecessarily expensive to the Colorado taxpayer.
Republican Senator Jim Smallwood from Parker is the sponsor of Senate Bill 3. While he supports some parts of the federal law, he says he's driven by the high cost of the state's exchange and its inability to stay afloat financially without tax credits and grants.
Connect for Health has not proven to be successful per the intent of the original act, which was, and I quote, to increase access, affordability, and choice.
The exchange is how some people pay for health insurance on the individual market. Some states never created their own exchanges. Other states, such as Oregon, Kentucky, and Nevada, have moved away from a state exchange to the federal one. Kevin Patterson is the CEO of the state exchange, Connect for Health Colorado. He says switching would be costly.
We commissioned a study that our board did review. We had estimated those costs being in the $23 million range.
But Republican Senator Owen Hill of Colorado Springs says the nonpartisan fiscal analysis puts the costs of switching much lower.
You're telling me $23 million. They're telling me just over $4 million. How is there $23 million in cost in buying from healthcare.gov instead of Colorado's current website?
Senator Hill, welcome to my world. When you are dealing with the federal government and you're trying to do something that you think might be a simple process, what you are given in terms of the requirements that are built into your system because it's healthcare information. I'm just telling you what the costs have been for my colleagues.
After nearly 4 hours of testimony from people mostly talking about the benefits of the Affordable Care Act, Bill's sponsor, Jim Smallwood, said several times that his proposal wouldn't change federal law.
Senate Bill 3 does not repeal the ACA. It does not repeal the Affordable Care Act. It does not end Obamacare. It does not cancel anybody's insurance policies. It does not change anybody's insurance policies. It does not end federal subsidies that help our citizens pay for their insurance policies. And it does not in any way roll back Medicaid expansion.
One of those to testify was Nancy Hall. She says the measure doesn't deal with the underlying cost drivers that cause premiums to go up and health insurance providers to leave the exchange.
Health insurance has gotten obscenely expensive. It's not affordable. There are a lot of problems with the system. However, my problem with this bill is that it does not address any of those problems.
While Colorado lawmakers tried to keep politics out of the debate with an issue this political, it's nearly impossible. That's something Democratic Senate Minority Leader Lucia Guzman noted in her closing remarks.
Because even though we don't want to be political here, our fear is connected to the national movement right now.
President Donald Trump and the Republican-controlled Congress say they are acting with urgency to repeal and replace Obamacare. It's still not clear when that will happen or what will replace it. Many opponents are concerned about the timing.
Why would we waste all those tax dollars to undo, find out that we're changing everything at the federal level, and then have to redo?
Democratic Senator Lois Cord of Denver says the bill is premature. But Republican Senator Jack Tate of Centennial says the national discussion makes the measure even more timely.
I'm glad we're talking about it now rather than next year.
The bill passed on a party-line vote and now heads to the Senate Appropriations Committee. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.